All three of us just stared at one another. I sneezed once, twice, then three times. A cloud of dust filled the small space with every sneeze. My eyes watered and itched.
"Easy, easy, little guy," Shannon said in a calm, soothing voice. "We just need you out of here. We... Ugh, God, that smell. I can taste it."
I directed my gaze to the spot in front of the creature. Sitting on its paws was the carcass of some kind of large rodent, maybe a possum or raccoon with its guts spilled open. The remains of a few of these carcasses lay littered around the creature.
"It's in the back of my throat," I groaned, dry heaving. "Like old cheese and skunk."
"Don't breathe through your nose," Shannon consoled me. "Although, at this point, I think all my odor receptors have strangled me to death."
The creature cocked its head to the side, eyeing us curiously.
"Okay, little guy,"
I said, moving to my left along with Shannon to create a lane for the animal to escape.
"We just need you out of here. No reason for anyone to get hurt. Come on, let's go."
The creature's green feline eyes flashed with a sense of understanding. I couldn't be sure it knew exactly what we wanted, but I got the sense that at least it knew we were talking to it. The animal lowered its head closer to its kill, as if it were afraid we were going to take it.
"Nope, nope, we don't want your food," Shannon told the animal. "We just need you to get out of here. You can take your snack with you."
"It's a to-go meal, buddy," I told it. "Just take it to go."
"I'm going to try to guide it out of here with the spear," Shannon told me. "Maybe I can even hook its meal and it'll follow us out of here if we drag it out first."
"Be careful," I warned. "If it is a baby chimera, it has snakes for tails." I can't believe I just said that seriously.
"Well, it's a pretty strange world we live in now," Shannon said, extending her spear.
With the blunt end, she reached the 6-foot stick forward, trying to grab on to the dead rodent. The blunt end of the spear sank deep into the open intestinal tract of the animal with a squishy sound like someone stepping on a wet sponge. The baby chimera hissed and latched razor-sharp claws into its meal. Then, two things happened at once. Shannon jerked back the spear to try and placate the animal. A squirt of dead carcass juice came with the action, painting me across the face. It just so happened I was in the middle of opening my mouth to say something. The flavors of sour and salty, but not in a good way, ran down my throat. The second thing that happened is our shifty friend decided to make a run for it. The chimera bolted from its spot, racing past Shannon and heading for the lane we created for it to escape. The animal brushed by me, and for a moment, I thought we had succeeded. A pair of thick tails that looked like snakes had other plans. Both those hateful little snake jaws decided to take a bite out of me on the way out. Two pairs of fangs sank deep into my chest piece, right where the Kevlar was positioned to protect me. I'm no expert on supernatural creatures or the strength of said creatures, but what I did know was that the chimera was a lot stronger than it looked. Without breaking stride, I was dragged along the bottom of the house toward the exit. My head bashed against pieces of supporting wood and pipes not once or twice, but three times. Stars exploded in my vision as I lost the grip on my spear and fumbled in my pants pocket for the taser. Shannon was yelling something I couldn't hear.